Dave, how are you?
Good, Tony. What's new?
Well, how did I get you up this early?
I'm always up this early.
Especially with the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
I know that we're all well. Well, what's the latest with the NFL? We know that a judge has made the NFL and the players go back to the bargaining table.
Yeah, I think they're supposed to begin, you know, kind of resume mediation tomorrow, and it doesn't seem like there's, you know, that big of a hope to be able to get this thing solved. I think the best way to get back to football is, or the way we're going to get back to football, Tony, is either the judge is going to deem the lockout invalid and kind of force, you know, the NFL to reopen its doors, and that won't be till after an appeal, most likely, or this thing's going to drag out till August, and you'll see the players start to cave when they, you know, start missing game checks, and that real, very real possibility stares them in the face, so... Yep.
What's the vibe from the Lions, and does anyone have a sense of what the judge, how the judge may rule?
I think, you know, I wasn't out there in Minneapolis, but some of the reports seem to be a little more favorable towards the players when they had the hearing last week. And, you know, the Lions, they're kind of going about business, you know, as close to usual as they can. I mean, I went out a couple weeks ago, and Kyle Vandenbosch had organized some workouts for some of the players, and you know, there's guys that are slowly trickling in and taking part of that. And, you know, for the front office and staff, they're, you know, it's been a little bit different because there hasn't been free agency, but they're just getting ready for the draft, you know, 2 weeks from now.
Do you get a sense, David, that we are going to have a strike that gets into the season, or do you think that a deal is going to get done?
No, I'm still optimistic. I mean, I think, you know, there's a chance that the court could determine this lockout to be invalid, and you know, that'll get everything back to, you know, business as usual, or as business as it was last year at least. And they might be playing football without a collective bargaining agreement, but you know, I think I'm still kind of the belief that we won't miss any games this year.
Well, we're talking with David Paquette from the Detroit Free Press on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. David covers the Detroit Lions. Dave, when looking at the preseason schedule for the Lions, I almost fell out of my chair. This is something I expected, but still to see it on paper kind of shocks you. The Lions, even though it's preseason, are back on national TV for a night game against the New England Patriots. And I think this is something you told us about early last season, that the Lions are going to start being a little bit more in demand. They've got better players, and they're playing better.
Yeah, now people want to see, you know, Ndamukong Suh and Calvin and Matt Stafford if he's healthy. And, you know, I mean, I think, obviously, you know, it's a preseason game, like you just mentioned, and so it's not, you know, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, it'll be a lot bigger if they're on a Sunday night football game on ESPN or make it to Monday night or something like that. But no, I think maybe it's one step. It's the first time since 2005 that they've been in you know, a nationally televised game, both, you know, either in the regular season or the preseason. So, you know, maybe it does say a little bit of something about where they've come.
David, what is Drew Stanton's future? The former Michigan State University star is without a contract. I believe it is up. I was surprised that he wasn't re-signed, because whether he was the second or the third guy, he seemed to get it done. And the more he plays, the better he performs.
Yeah, I think, you know, his status going forward is a little bit dependent on what happens with the CBA. I mean, he's either a restricted free agent or a free agent right now. And, you know, if this thing drags, you know, if we play under last year's rule, then he's going to be a restricted free agent. He'll definitely be back with the Lions. If he's, you know, if they change the rules and they go back to what they used to be, then he'd be an unrestricted free agent. But, you know, depending on when it happens, it might be, you know, too late for him to sign with another team. So I think chances are pretty good he'll be back with the Lions at least for one more season.
All right, David, I know you are the Lions guru. You know all, you see all, you hear all. Who are the Lions going to draft?
It depends a little bit on who's there. I mean, 13, it's not quite as clear-cut as it was in years past, Tony. I mean, I think, you know, Prince Amukamara, cornerback from Nebraska, is definitely a name to keep in mind. They got a glaring hole at cornerback. Tyron Smith, the offensive tackle from USC, you know, he'd be a fit if he made it that far. If not, then if both those guys are off the board, then I think you're looking at a little bit of a wild card. maybe Alden Smith from Missouri or another offensive tackle like Anthony Costanzo from Boston College.
And before I let you go, one of the sticking points to both sides in the NFL stresses trying to find common ground with is the 18-game schedule. What do the Lions players think about that?
Well, that's, you know, it sounds like that's pretty much off the table right now, Tony, that, you know, the NFL kind of said that, you know, in the interest of safety, you know, they don't think it's something that that necessarily is right at this time, and kind of said they won't do that in the next 5 years unless the players give into it, and it doesn't sound like the players want that. I mean, I've talked to some Lions on both sides of the fence there that there are some guys that say, you know what, if you just, if you make it right, if you, you know, pay us, you know, our 16-game, you know, money, if you extrapolate that for 18 games and make sure the benefits are right both now and in the future, and, you know, do some other things, you know, expanding the roster and whatnot, then they'd be for it. But it sounds like that's off the table for now.
Well, this story goes way beyond football and sports. The NFL is a $1 billion business, and we'll be following it closely. Thanks, David.
Hey, no problem, Tony.